Well, today we've got an unusual spectacular happening at the River Golf Festival, and our man Dave McMillan is there for us for BBC Tees. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, Neil. Well, this is a very unusual event indeed. What we've got right on the banks of the Tees, which are glimmering a beautiful metallic deep dark blue in the glorious Stockton sunshine today, is there are two tees set up in a kind of elaborate rigging system. I'm standing on one of them. There's a chap next to me just hitting some balls. And in the tees, I'm told 79 yards away from where I am, we've got a floating island with a flag on it.
You're going to attempt this in a minute, yeah?
I'm going to attempt this in a minute. And basically people are hitting golf balls at it. Now the idea of this is try and encourage people to get into golf, and to explain how that's going to work I'm joined by Jason Budd from England Golf. So Jason, just tell us about the idea, the theory behind this rather elaborate event.
Yeah, it's basically just a bit of a gimmick really. We're just trying to use different events to try and encourage more people into the game of golf. There's that perception out there that golf is quite an elite sport, so we're trying to break down those barriers really by putting on, you know, different kind of events, encouraging more people into the game, and hopefully, you know, these people will go from today and, you know, go into the golf clubs around Stockton and further afield.
Now, this is great fun, and you can see from the people who have had a go so far that they're really enjoying it, but when it comes to going into the sports shop and maybe spending a minimum of about £100 in a set of clubs, and then the £10 green fees, and then money for shoes and golf balls and lessons and everything else, isn't that cost going to deter them from taking up golf full time?
I think, you know, golf can be an expensive sport, but so can other sports as well. You know, if you're really into your football, you want the best football boots. You know, you can now go into, you know, a place like eBay, the Yellow Paper. You can pick up a set of golf clubs for £30-40. You can go and play golf down your local driving range, down your local pitch and putt courses as well, and as well as the municipal courses, which, you know, excellent value for money.
Well, I'm going to have an attempt at this. And Jason, you've the go already. How did you get on?
I managed to get 2 out of 3, so I was quite pleased with that.
And what's your handicap?
I play off 9.
My handicap is talent, so that's going to complicate matters. But Neil, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Jason. I'm just going to describe my position at the moment. I've got my own golf glove on, because I took it with me today. Not because I think it'll be an advantage hitting the target, but because I didn't want to lose grip of the club and fling it into the tees.
Are you a regular player, David?
Not a regular player. Okay. I played when I was young. I played actually on Monday for the first time in years over at Ingleby Barrack. But the thing with my game, Neil, is my game was very much based on power. Finesse has never been my thing, so the idea of hitting anything from this range is very, very unlikely. But I've got a bright pink golf ball, I've got an orange bat club in my hand, and I'm going to have a shot now. So I'm going to hand you over to Jason. He's going to commentate on it and give you an assessment of my style and my technique, and we'll see if I can hit this target. Okay,
Jason, what do you make of David's stature this afternoon? Is he positioned right?
Well, he's looking quite good so far. I think the pink golf ball that he's got really suits him. So he's looking really good.
Yeah.
He's worried about hitting the cameraman there.
There's a cameraman just in front of us, which we're just going to move out of the way. He's got about 79 yards to the middle of the green. He's just setting up now. He's just getting himself...
Does he look like he has the confidence, Jason, yeah?
He's got lots of confidence there. That all says with a pink ball, really, so...
Okay. Is he ready to roll, yeah?
He's just getting
got
ready
the
now.
News shortly,
he's
yeah.
just getting himself motivated and psyched up for the shot. He's in the position. And there we go. It's away. It's airborne.
Blammered that, yeah.
It's looking good. Oh, it's long. Oh. He's hit it just a bit too far there.
The green couldn't cope with my awesome power, Neil. Close. It looked at the ball flying in the air and said, that's too awesome, that can't land on me. It actually physically moved, and that's why the ball went in the water.
The good news is, David, you've still got another few hours before this all kicks off tomorrow, yeah?
Yes, so I've got plenty of time, and there's a Stockton Golf Festival coming up later this year. I think it's August, is it, Jason?
Right.
So plenty of time to practice.